السلام عليكم.
السلام. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. صدق الله العظيم. We start out by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who is worthy of all of our praise and our gratitude is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who watches over us, who takes care of our needs, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who hears us and listens to us when we call out unto Him, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gives us, is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who showers His mercy upon us, we then send peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one that was sent not just as a mercy to mankind, but as a mercy to the worlds. Who came not to just teach us how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but how to interact and deal with one another. We then send peace and blessing upon the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family members, those who helped him and aided him, amma ba'd, thereafter. In last week's khutbah, we spoke about the concept of graduating and moving from one phase to another phase of your life. And how this time of the year is very important for our youth to make a particular moves and decisions in their lives that will impact them for the upcoming years. And inshallah, in this week's khutbah, I want to talk about an opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us with summer vacation. Summer vacation comes with a huge opportunity of growth. Because in our busy lives, usually we have a legitimate excuse that I don't have time. So many of us and our children want to take part in different things, but then because of school, because of other commitments, we don't have time. So now with the month of, now with summer, that excuse is automatically eliminated. Because for the next 2 months, our children, our youth, will have as much as time as they need. But this opportunity also comes with a huge caution. Whereas our youth can do things that will better them, it also comes with this huge red light because our youth can at the same time do things that can destroy them. There's a saying that an empty mind is a devil's playground. People sometimes come to me and say, Sheikh, I have a habit of looking at haram things. I have a habit of engaging myself in haram actions. How can I break away from this? And one of the first pieces of advice that I give to them is busy yourself. Majority of the time when you go towards that haram, it's not when you are preoccupied, it's when you have nothing better to do. At night, when you're laying in bed and you can't fall asleep, and then you pull out your phone and say, okay, let me scroll a little bit. And this is why planning out the summer months, the next 2 months, setting goals, and utilizing it to the maximum is very important. The Prophet ﷺ, he tells in a hadith that value your free time before you become busy. Another hadith, Rasulullah ﷺ says, from the people that will be under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be a youth that spends his youth in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for this, the first thing, the first piece of advice of spending your summer is seeking education, knowledge. In the masjid, alhamdulillah, there is a full-time HIFS program for girls and for boys. And now that you have 2 months free, imagine coming to the masjid and saying that I have a goal that in this month or these 2 months, I will memorize Surah Yasin. Or I will take on learning as many as surahs as I can, or gaining some sort of education when it comes to my Islam. And the Prophet ﷺ tells us that طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيدًا عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ, seeking knowledge, Islamic knowledge, of the Qur'an, of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, is not just for a select few, but it's for every single Muslim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an tells us, he asks the question, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, is it possible that a person who has knowledge and doesn't have knowledge be similar? The second piece of advice is, of course, engaging yourself in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where maybe before summer, waking up for Fajr was difficult. Why? Because you have school shortly after. Or praying Zuhr Salah while you're at school, or Asr Salah, with the excuse or with the barricade of school being removed, with the hurdle of school being removed, now you can engage yourself in these acts of worship. And this comes with a family aspect as well. That when you come to the masjid, bring your children to come and pray Salah with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran very beautifully says, وَهْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ, facilitate for your children to pray Salah. This doesn't mean that you sit there and you nag at them. Did you pray Salah? Did you pray Salah? Did you pray Salah? Did you pray Salah? Because what's going to happen? They're going to go the opposite direction. I've had youth come to me and say, my parents are such stricklers of Salah that it makes me rebel against Salah. I will go there and stand on the musalla and just wait there. And then I'll walk out. The amount of time that my parents expect me to pray Salah, instead of praying because of how they, you know, pressure me. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that same verse, he says, wastabir, be patient. It's not easy. It's going to be hard to bring your children towards Salah. You facilitate, you encourage them, you advise them of Salah, but it has to be done in a pleasant manner. And the third piece of advice for the summer months, is to take on some sort of physical activity. Now, as parents, we usually say, but I don't play basketball. My son is into basketball, I don't play basketball. Or my son is into soccer, I don't do soccer. To be honest, for your child learning, if you have to learn how to dribble a ball or throw that ball into a net for the sake of your relationship with your child, then that learning curve is worth it. In the summer months, set time that you go for family bike rides or family walks, where we will work on our physical, our physical condition together. Give your children a sport that they can pick up in these coming months. The fourth piece of advice is, for the third piece, the Prophet ﷺ tells us that a strong believer is better than a weak believer, even though there's khair in both of them. And then comes volunteering, contributing to the community. In the summer, taking on things that will help others, whether that's packing lunches, whether that's going and serving food somewhere. But there should be a service aspect that you put forward to your children. The service aspect of volunteering is so important in the upbringing of our children, because it's not just about helping others, but when you are in service of others, the person that takes away the most from it is yourself. When your children learn to put others before themselves, learn to serve others, this is a trait that will last a lifetime. But it can't be, and all of this right here, everything, every piece of advice, if you are asking your child to do it, the best way is to lead by example. You can't tell your child, I'm going to enroll you to a Quran program at the masjid while I wait in the parking lot. It's not going to work. You can't tell your child, go for a walk, get out, while I sit on the sofa and watch PTV. It's not going to work. But the best way is to lead by example. And advice number five is, the summer month is a very good time to build and work on your relationships within your family. Your children now have time to spend time with you. And to be honest, a summer vacation is essential. Now, I'm not saying it has to be to Hawaii or to Aruba or to somewhere expensive. Just taking time away where you leave your work and you leave your comfort zone and you go to somewhere else where your full attention is on your children and their full attention is on you. Spending quality time with your children is very important. In the summer months, allow that. Whether that's maybe even, playing a game with them, doing a puzzle with them. But the key thing is, it can't be something that you want to do. It has to be something that they are interested in. If you say to your child, Berta, we're going to go play cricket, and they don't care about cricket. They want to dribble a ball, or they wanted to go watch a movie. It has to be something that they feel engaged in. Spending time with your children, again, doing things that they want to do. And number six, the sixth piece of advice, developing good character and learning life skills. As parents in America, we try to shield and do as much as we can for our children to give them the easiest life that we can. Just yesterday, my children were telling me that so-and-so friend of ours doesn't do their own laundry. Why do we have to do our laundry? Or so-and-so friend of ours doesn't vacuum. The parents take care of everything. And the reason for that is that they're busy. They're busy with school, they're busy with Quran, they're busy with everything that they're doing. But the summer months is a good time that you maybe tone down a little bit of that babying. And it may sound harsh, but it's reality. The Prophet ﷺ, at a very young age, he picked up a job, and that job was that he was a shepherd. A very difficult task, where you were dealing with not insan, but animals, and you were working on their schedule. So in these summer months, having your children pick up a basic life skills. Ironing clothes, doing laundry, washing the dishes. You know, taking a class on robotics. Whatever it could be. And we see this in life of the Prophet ﷺ. When the Prophet ﷺ was 25 years old, he goes on a business trip, international business trip. Now, that makes you think that sometimes in our community we have 25, 30-year-olds that are still tied down to the PS5. And some games is fine, and we're going to talk about, you know, some leisure later on. But the Prophet ﷺ, he teaches us that you want to take life seriously. There will be some hardships, and that will require us as parents allowing our children to go through struggles. And you ask yourself that same question. We often tell our children, when I was your age, and then the lecture starts. When I was your age, this used to happen. But the reason why, and this is not always the case, but generally the reason why your children cannot do what you used to do at their age is because we prevented. You don't need to do this, I'll take care of it. We'll get somebody to take care of this. But the summer months, again, allowing your children to pick up some sort of skill, the household chores, and they say that to become extremely good at something, you have to spend 10,000 hours working on that. If you spend 10,000 hours, which is equivalent to 5 years of a full-time job, you then become extremely good at that trait. But to become decent, it just requires 20 hours, which over a period of a month, 30 days, if you spend 45 minutes on that new task, you know, maybe it could be sewing, maybe it could be patching a drywall, maybe, you know, some car work that your child does. Teach your child how to change a tire. Teach your child that when your car dies, this is how you jump your car. These are life skills that our children need. And the months, the summer months, is a great time where you teach your children. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that the best amongst you is a person that has the best of character. And you add these characters and you add these life skills during the month of Ramadan, the summer months. And number seven, finding halal leisure entertainment. Not all entertainment is bad. But entertainment has to be, there has to be some sort of supervision to it. If your child is allowed to take this or this upstairs to their room without any type of supervision, then as much as we think our children are angels and they can't fall into haram, you are open the door to them. Just go and do whatever you want. Every device nowadays has YouTube. And YouTube has good on it, but it has some very dangerous things on it. That social media that they're connected to, whether it's Instagram, anything out there, there's good and bad. And if they are taking this leisure and this entertainment, and it's completely unsupervised, even their Xbox, even their PlayStation, the games that they play, and they're playing online with their headset in their ear, and they're talking to God knows who on the other side of the world, and they're using some weird language which will blow your mind, the reason why they're allowed to do that, the reason why they are doing that, is because you and I have given them these things without any type of supervision. So entertainment has good and bad in it, but at the same time, there's halal entertainment as well. There are fun things that children can do and they can enjoy. And the key of that would be, number one, they do it with you. I remember when we were kids, my father, you know, this typical older gentleman, when we were kids and we would play games, he would sit behind us and he would do commentary on us playing games. That so-and-so's in the lead and so-and-so's in the lead. And this was like our bonding moment. We felt so close to him when he would do this. And this prevented us, and it gave us something that was, you know, good in a pure environment, with a controlled environment, to have some fun. So giving some sort of leisure, and that leisure making sure it's nice and clean. And at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, there were people that came to the masjid and they were doing some tricks and flips. They're playing around. They're having fun. And the Prophet ﷺ, he tells Abu Bakr that Abu Bakr, let them be. Why? Because it's the day of Eid. It's a day that they can just relax. And summer is, for our children, majority of time is a time that they can relax. They don't get to do these things outside, but it's important that it's done in a controlled environment. And number eight, and this might be one of the most important parts for the summer, is to make sure that there is some sort of schedule that your children are on. And if not for parents, even as a youth, as a child, if you have summer vacation that you're going through right now, then making sure that you have some sort of schedule. Because if there's no schedule, what time are we going to sleep? 2, 3, possibly 4. Which means you wake up 12, 1 o'clock, then you have breakfast and the whole day is gone. But then having some sort of set schedule. Look, we're going to have some fun. We're going to do things that you like. You want to play some sports? We'll play some sports. You want to play some games? We'll play some games. You want to watch some TV? We will watch TV. But this is the schedule that we will work on. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock maximum. Waking up, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock maximum. This is what you're going to do now. We're going to go to the masjid together for Zuhr. We're going to go, you know, for a walk later on in the day. But having some sort of set schedule. And the Prophet ﷺ, once again, he led by example. He had a set schedule. Rasulullah ﷺ, after Fajr Salah, he would stay in the masjid. After Zuhr Salah, he would go and check on with people. After Asr Salah, he would go to his family. After Maghrib Salah, he would go to his wives. This was his set schedule. After Isha Salah, the Prophet ﷺ, he would retire and go to bed. One of the reasons why the summer vacation is so, you know, the lack of productivity in the summer vacation is there's no set schedule. Sleep whatever you want, eat whatever you want. And if I were to add a small, you know, side note, and this should always be the case in summer or outside summer, always eat as a family. You should not be eating separately. This should be your social time where you connect with one another, where you talk about how your day is. And again, eating is without this, and it's without this right here. And we talk. Or even if we don't talk, we have 20 minutes, 30 minutes where we are together on a table. Whether it's lunch, dinner, or even breakfast. But there should be time where you're just spending time together. And that should be set on a schedule. As soon as you get back from school, or as soon as you get back from your so-and-so activity, we will have lunch. And when we go to the masjid and we come back after Maghrib Salah, we will have dinner. But having some sort of schedule is important. And the last piece of advice for the month of Ramadan is giving your children good companionship. Making sure that your children have good Muslim or people that have good akhlaq, that have good goals, that have good character as friends. And we understand this as the Prophet ﷺ, in different hadiths tells us to look at our friends and evaluate our friends and the effect that they have. The reality is that we, in the summer, will still have work. Our children will be at home. And a lot of time, they will spend time with their friends. And always say, no, you can't go out with so-and-so friend. And you can't go out with so-and-so friend. Again, that's just clipping their wings. Have friends that your children can go out with. But you know that these friends are friends that have the same morals, have the same goals, come from a respectable family. They may be, you know, Muslim. That they might stop and pray Asr Salah if Asr Salah time comes. And using these 9 pieces of advice, once again, seeking knowledge, an educational aspect of it, a spiritual aspect of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more in the summer, a recreational aspect of working on your physical activities and sports, a contributing aspect where you are giving back to the community, a social aspect where you're spending time within your own family, with your siblings, in your extended family. A developmental aspect where you are building good traits and character and teaching them life lessons. A leisure aspect where you're having fun together, things that they like to do, halal entertainment. A discipline aspect where there is a set schedule that we will work by. And finally, number 9, a companionship aspect that you give your children good, wholesome friends. And taking these 9 pieces of advice, and either as a parent, giving this to our children, or as youth within ourselves, working on this framework, inshallah, the months, these upcoming months of summer, you'll find them to be beneficial, and you'll be able to grow, again, this month, the summer months, they have both sides, it's a double-edged sword. There's a possibility of growth, or there's a caution of destruction. And we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes the people that makes the most. JazakAllah khair. Subhanahu. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa nashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu amma ba'du a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima allahumma salli 'ala muhammad وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان أو الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask for infinite mercy أو الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask that you have mercy upon the Muslim Ummah wherever they may be أو الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask that you have mercy upon our brothers and sisters in Palestine أو الله سبحانه وتعالى we ask that you give them relief O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you put an end to their suffering. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you put an end to their loss of life. O Allah, we ask that you protect them. O Allah, we ask that you shade them. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give them food. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give them water. O Allah, we ask that you free them from their oppressor and you hold their oppressors accountable. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we ask that you forgive their martyrs. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you give health and shifa to their ill. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you protect our community. O Allah, we ask that you keep our community united. O Allah, we ask that you give us the ability to guide our children towards that which is pleasing to you. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you protect our children and our youth from anything that's harmful. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if there's anybody within our community that is ill, including our brother Imad, we ask that you give them shifa. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we have loved ones that have passed away, we ask that you forgive them and you make the grave from the garden of paradise. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you forgive our sins, that you overlook our shortcomings, that you pardon our mistakes. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask for Jannah and actions that bring us close to Jannah. O Allah, we seek protection from the fire of Jahannam and actions and words that bring us close to the fire of Jahannam. O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we ask that you be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. O Allah, be pleased with us. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين أقيم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استقيموا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. A couple of quick announcements as you're headed out. A reminder that tonight we have our youth barbecue graduation celebration at ICF at 6:30. You can RSVP by visiting linktree.com/ICF youth. Tomorrow we're hosting a Hajj workshop from 2 p.m. to Asr. You can join Sheikh Salah and Sheikh Mubin for a comprehensive Hajj workshop with Q&A and practical step-by-step guide to performing Hajj. The Kids Committee is hosting the family picnic on Sunday from 6 p.m. to Maghrib at Warren Sports Complex. So please bring a snack and drinks to share with everybody. The Hidayah Boys Basketball Camp is now accepting registration for their summer program, ages 7 to 14. You can register at hidayah.org/basketball. We have a meet and greet. Famous cricketers Waqar Yunus and Mushtaq Ahmed will be here on Monday the 28th from Maghrib till Isha. We also have the Foundations of Islam 6-week course designed for new Muslims with a comprehensive understanding of the core principles of Islam on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. starting June 1st. You can register at go.firstgomasjid.org/Islam101. The Uncensored Sean King event is now also taking registration. That is going to be on June 2nd at 6:30 p.m. Tickets starting at $15. You can purchase them at uncensoredtour.com. Summer Camp 2024 and Mohsen Summer Camp are starting on June 3rd at 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. And Monday through Thursday, you can register on our website, friscomusted.org. Teen Girls Summer Club is also an exclusive club being designed by Define 360 and ICF to empower our young women in leadership, technology, arts, and fitness. Program offerings include AI Boot Camp and App Design Coding Camp. You can learn more at define360.online/TGSC, ages 13 to 16. And lastly, we have the Fall Umrah and Turkey trip with Sheikh Salah starting on November 20th until December 2nd. It's an ICF Umrah and Istanbul trip led by Sheikh Salah. You can see our banner in the Masjid lobby for more details. JazakAllah, everybody. Assalamu alaikum.